Angelo Cucu, C-U-C-C-O-A-N-G-E-L-O. Today's the 9th of September. Angelo was born 12/22/42. He's an 83-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, diabetes, renal insufficiency, Alzheimer's, dementia, but he was able to drive. His wife died a few years ago. He lives alone. Oh, he lives in the same... He lives by himself, but his son lives next door, period. The paragraph, he presents today to the office after he sustained a laceration by a drill bit to the palm of his right hand between the second and third digit. The laceration appears well approximated. There was some bleeding, of course, but the skin is still intact. It looks more of a deep skin tear. His tetanuses need to be given today, of course. Allergy none. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, BPH, renal insufficiency, coronary artery disease. Medication review includes Zidia, Proscar, Zidia 10 milligrams once a day, Proscar 5 milligrams, lisinopril 20 milligrams, metformin 500 once a day, half a tablet twice a day. One tablet once a day, XR 500, Crestor 5 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, and Aricept 5 or 10 milligram a day. He doesn't know the dose, period. New paragraph. He's alert, he's awake, but he's confused, but he's able to drive. He tells me that has been cleared by his physician, he says. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. Family history is not known. 178 pounds, 97.9, 99%, 2282, 107 over 62. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, lower extremity shows no edema, clubbing or cyanosis. Skin shows no rash. Laceration, left, right hand, palm of the hand, between second and third web space, including the palm. Well approximated. There was no penetration of the drill bit. It just caught his hand and caused a deep skin separation and skin tear. Procedure, the area was cleansed, cleansed and approximated via Steri-Strip. Doing a stitch would have caused more trauma. Patient had I put a bulky dressing on his hand, and he's going to keep the bulky dressing on. He's not going to get it wet. He's going to wear a plastic bag if he has to take a shower or do anything wet, and then he will come back on Saturday for a recheck. That's it. Finally discussed with patient and explain how to take care of this. And then he doesn't check his blood sugars on a regular basis. His lab work apparently is up to date. I don't know his A1C, but nevertheless, I'm going to cover him with Keflex. Thank you. Come back on Saturday for sure.